Dean Rebels if the Federation agrees to cease and desist and just sends food.
Well, what about the Romulan agent?
Because there's going to be a certain percentage that are pro-Romulan based on the propaganda and stuff like that. There's also going to be some that are just pro the rebels based on the food they get.
Right.
Give them food, you eliminate probably the vast bulk of all the rebels. And if they've got food, and the rebels will say, no, let's blow stuff up, even though people have food, the rebels lose their entire power base and their support. Then they become the bad guys as opposed to the Robin Hoods.
Final showdown.
Final showdown, man.
Hey, if he's a really good Romulan agent, he'll have to find a way to poison the food.
And what exactly is the Federation rationale behind the trade embargo?
Policy. Bureaucratic policy.
There's no unified government, therefore we don't trade with them?
Something like that, yes.
Why don't like the Federation?
But I know we trade with them.
I'm sure some people do, but they don't have any money. They've got no economy. They get some wine, they trade. Obviously not with the Federation.
Right. Well, I know that the Federation trades with other planets without, multiple governments or whatever.
Sure.
So
That's a special exception that has to go through the Congress, the Council.
The answer is the Federation could. Because the Federation can do whatever it wants. It's just, a matter of someone pointing out to them that what they're doing currently is morally wrong.
That way, are our answers correct?
What?
Are our answers correct?
Pretty well.
Okay. Good enough for government work, since, you can actually say two different things and they can both be correct in the government. Like, you could send, two different plates of electors from Florida.
No, three. You've got, they could be three. There are currently maybe three sets of electors could be.
Well, you think the legislature will appoint a different one than the ones that are already there?
They've already decided to.
I thought they were just going to say that the ones that are there are different. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a couple people going to be different.
Okay.
Because some of
the people busy counting ballots right now.
Yeah.
No, they all have stuff.
No.
I thought the Supreme Court came in this morning and said, no, stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Supreme Court came to work on Saturday. Way to go, Florida Supreme
Court.
The U.S. Supreme Court came in and 5-4 decision said, no, stop. And let's talk about it.
It wasn't a 5-4 decision. They actually went to five of their homes and got them to sign the document.
Mm-hmm.
And once they got five, they didn't go to the other four because you only need five to have a stop order.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do appreciate that about the Florida Supreme Court getting
eleven.
Well, I was hosting the stupid game, so there wasn't actually any work done.
Got it.
I tried to log in once, but it turned out my Java wasn't enabled or something like that.
That close to Kevin.
It took you hours to find out.
No, not really. It said it pretty quickly, and I poked at my Java.
Okay.
Kevin was enabled. I know the situation.
Kind of late for visitors.
So is Kevin's car? Is Jen's car? Are you complaining about my car?
Probably.
Could be.
Move
it.
Does Kevin park a car next to him? Yeah, no.
Let's not park this car. Park
this car. Now you know your neighbor, though. Donald will ask me social.
Oh, now you got it before I can move for it. Making new friends.
Yeah.
So now you know who your neighbor is.
I think I've actually met her before. She complained when her roofers were throwing rubbish at her car.
Okay.
You guys refer to her as a
just
bad name.
You're throwing rubbish at my car. You parked in my driveway.
I think she also complained that they were working at 7 a.m.
Wow. Yeah.
Your insane friends have shot bullets through my house. Why? You set my house on fire.
Kill my kid. Damn you.
Pathetic little
why? So is Shannon going to join us? Is Shannon going to join us?
It's almost over, right?
Just started.
We haven't done anything. I haven't even gotten out of the valley yet.
That's
like the main plot of the adventure is. You know how these things are written?
You were asking for rebel leaders.
Okay, we go down the valley.
Okay, so you go to the valley.
All dressed in Hunter Federation uniforms, I assume.
We're all hungover.
Well, you are.
You are with us.
You mean you.
No! Nah, shoot. Alright, you head to the valley. It's, you know, kind of swampy. It's hot and humid. And after a little bit, you hit a village, like the first village.
Okay, now they're parking across the street.
Cool.
So after a little bit, you hit the first village, and you know, a bunch of peasants doing whatever peasants do.
They see some peasants parked in front of our garage.
And
work.
Yeah, they have, some people look at you, but they go back to the little, you know, whatever work in the garage.
Also,
that's
usually up.
So they sort of ignore you.
Okay.
Some little kids come up to look at you.
So they hang down and see that.
They all put
it
wrong in the party.
Kill
him?
Or
her?
Is there any that this guy looks like the wrong one, too? Yeah. Too many skills.
Kill her!
So just stand there looking at them?
I strip and start dancing.
Well, the leader?
Strip? Nothing.
Who's the leader?
Cool. I suggest you let us wander off and investigate.
I was outside, so I missed
everything. You hit a village.
Okay.
Basically, you hit a village. All
right, we're in the village.
Some kids are kind of clustering around you. But most of the grown-ups are still, you know, they kind of ignore you, keep going. Go back to work. Some of the people are looking at you, make sure, you know, you don't eat the kids or anything like that.
Oh, well, my favorite.
We're hungry. We deserve to eat the kids. We're rich. We don't have any guns.
A hidden one.
I don't even have any security.
A little quick kill martial arts.
We're going out to the village where villages where all the peasants live, so maybe we should bring some food with us. And
I think that just caused problems. I mean, there's you give tons of food, you don't give you're the lunch.
There you go.
Okay.
At least I feel better.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel much better. So would you get out and scan this and find out if there's any...
So eventually...
We're going to do the tricorder.
Yeah, we'll do the tricorder and see if we can find transmitters or anything.
Well, nothing in the village. Eventually, like, you know, some elders come up to you. Some greeting. Awful elders.
Neil, I say.
Welcome to our humble village.
The cat and pig show.
How may we help you?
We got up to Donald to lead us.
Do they look angry?
Yeah.
Do they have torches?
Yeah.
Torches and pitchforks?
Are they
got any
pitchforks?
There's still a way out.
It's always nice when there's a way out.
So Shen's character here yet to lead us?
No.
Albert Shen will do very well.
He's the last person we want on this mission.
I'm already wishing I stayed home. We're first contact specialist.
Yeah, this isn't a first contact situation. This is, we're dealing with Romulan spies and counterterrorism.
Surely popular.
I'm sure we could just deal with it by talking about it.
They all seem really good.
This is where you make and steal.
Nah.
Yeah, but what if we're at fault?
The populist team.
What if they're right?
Well, then we're wrong. Nope.
Okay, and then
we're
if we've
wrong.
Done that? Okay.
Then we got home.
Okay. You're done.
<Yeah. laughs> Sounds like he's going with you, just leave.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We're never wrong, I think.
I barely was allowed to go down after I ran this in the simulation last week.
Basically, the Federation could pretty much solve this whole problem just by giving the planet food. But instead, the Federation lets them starve, even though they're in Federation space.
So, leaders have to go.
Just
Perhaps you like a true village, or...
yeah, that'd be nice.
So, is Shannon here?
No. They'll show you around. Basically, the people are working the field. It seems like, you know, any
sure
pastoral village type
ask
thing.
Ask them, you know, what they think about the main government, what they think about the Romulans, what they think about the Federation in general.
Real randomly to see what kind of village we want.
Oh my god.
Later on.
Then they attack me,
though.
Later on. For the most part.
Credits under English rules.
They're just happy to be one of the villages that can.
We played two minor games earlier. Samurai and Sudadu.
They say, yes, they're very relatively, luckily, they've been prosperous. They're still making up food for themselves. So, you know, as far as they're concerned, you know, the government really doesn't do much, so it doesn't matter.
They don't care.
They're indifferent. You know, they just stay. You know, the government stays up in the mountain. They do whatever they want. You know, every once in a while they tax people.
So try the food down here and see if it's spicier or bland.
Try some food.
Spicy?
Yeah.
You know, like they're talking a secret language here.
Ask them what's up with the bland thing. Santa's village. It is interesting.
I'm glad you found the guy.
Oh, yeah, well, I asked him.
It's just normal food.
What's the difference between the spicy and the bland?
There is no bland food on the planet. I mean... all the food is like this, they say. I mean, they don't have... You know, when you try to say, you know, something less spicy than this, you know...
They say, what? That's interesting. What is Romulan food culturally?
Kind of boring.
Hey.
Okay.
There's a cat attacking my foot. That's not fair.
I think your foot's being attacked.
And you're literally attacking my foot, but I'm not opening. Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so where were you? Where you got the bland food?
I was in the flea market.
We need to go check that out.
When
we get back to town. When we get back.
Oh, okay.
Ask them about, you know, where the neighboring villages are and stuff. We're just sort of wandering around in the village.
Yeah, you can say you just follow the road. You know, there are other villages along.
Tour.
Do most of the villages feel the same?
Yeah, I think so.
You think?
For the most part, you know, valid people are not very pro or against anything. You know, some of those villages without any food, of course, probably more for you.
Possibly.
What's causing the famine? The water shortages?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just basically.
Too many people under
the I mean, yeah, the Romulans had irrigation technology, you know. They had various things helping them.
Too high population density. Are these people being allowed to starve for quite directive reasons?
No.
Sort of.
They're being allowed to starve because they're not members of the Federation and they don't have a unified planetary government because of the civil wars they broke into after the Romulans left.
The short answer to that question was yes.
No.
Yes.
No. It's got nothing to do with
nothing
to do with
prime directive.
They know all about the Federation. They were ruled by the Romulans. There's no secrecy.
There's a lot of times the random from that for a vaguely prime directive.
It would not be one of those cases.
Directive reasons they do things like this.
It's the same, well, the same kind of feelings that created the prime directive. But
it's the same, don't mess with culture's reasoning. Just in some cases it's bad. Because the culture's already got messed with.
Yep.
Okay. Can we get a general idea of what parts of the valley are inhabited and which parts are uninhabited? Or
sure. And they point out, you know, there's a couple of villages here. There's a couple of villages that are, you know, abandoned over there.
Okay.
Does anyone have planetary sciences? Do something about the... See if we can do something about the breakdown of the irrigations.
I think they need, you know, like weather control stuff.
Technology.
A lot of support.
Tractors.
Yeah. Technology. The technology they have to build up this kind of population base, which then left.
Yeah. Maybe we could check out the abandoned villages. Could be places where people are hanging out.
Yeah. Ruins. Right now. The ruins.
Well, sure.
You know, we hide out in ruins. I know. I know these places.
Okay. Sure.
One of the monsters.
I don't even want to be on this planet, man.
No.
Follow you anywhere. Bad idea. You just need to set up.
All right, so you head forward towards an abandoned village. On the road there, you see...
What kind of vehicle are we traveling in?
Cars. Yeah, basically a horse-drawn cart or some kind of four-footed lady.
We're riding mules.
Yeah. Little burro, yama cart. So on the road, you know, walking along, well, actually resting under a tree, you see a bunch of scruffy-looking civilians.
Scruffy-looking?
Well, okay, not scruffy-looking. Certain poor-looking.
Hey, you got something about not renewing your TCP/IP lease.
Really?
Yeah.
So we should just walk up to them and ask them what they
want to know about that.
Yeah. As long as it keeps working. So it's just, you know, like a family sometimes.
Yeah. They don't seem armed or anything?
No, they seem, you know.
They're poor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you think? They're poor.
Yeah, it's good.
Hi.
It says hi.
So.
Oh, stop making real big sounds.
Lita goes up to you.
Munchkin looks really disturbed by it.
I'm really disturbed by it.
You know. They're from. They're from one of the villages where there's not enough food, so they managed to his family to look for food. That's a better life over up in the mountains. And you ask, you know, if you have any food that you can spare.
Do
you probably have rations.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you go to the ration?
Sure.
Iron ration? Okay. That's what he thinks you.
No, they'll never leave me.
Like dog, eat munchkin or something.
She also responds well to whistling. They will run up in my kitchen. She doesn't look like she's going to attack like she did there.
She goes for food. And he keeps me, you know, so grateful.
Getting her attention.
Well, good
luck. Well, I mean, you can ask him something if you want to.
I gave him some food.
Hey, man.
You guys want to ask him anything? So,
We're in the Rebel Hideout.
Yeah.
Nope, he doesn't know it.
Any more pointy of people around?
So, how bad is it? Are people leaving the villages? Is there an army?
Yeah.
So that's where the food is grown, right?
Yeah,
where
other
people
who abandon
the villages go.
Other villages?
Just
wander around. Well, yeah, try to go to other villages.
So do you have any idea how we could contact some of the rebels?
Who would be it?
Supposedly they hang out here.
Yeah, I suppose you could, you know, go to the village and ask. And then you want to talk to the rebels and then wait.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Sure. Do you go to the next village?
Sure.
Do that? Okay. So you go to the next village and talk to the
keep doing little scans while we're walking
around. Right.
See if we
pick up anything. Everyone's perception.
So otherwise, really boring walking through your valley line.
That's true.
Perception is
plus perception.
For a number of dice, or just
results.
Perception asks your results.
Yep.
Oh, it does?
Yep. It's a lot of skill.
13.
Okay.
Just a second here.
Alright, so you're walking along on your cart with a tricorder. It's all off to the side.
Huge.
Nothing. Yeah. So, you see, like, I don't know, 2 kilometers away, like, completely from now.
Okay. I see something over there.
Magnify.
Go check it out. I'll try to scan over that direction.
It's too far.
It's too far.
Let's go over there.
Head off that way a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. After like an hour, you reach the site of a, looks like some kind of crash spaceship.
Okay. Romulan?
They move? Well, anybody has
right.
any...
That Romulan culture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of Romulan culture.
Got that.
Can we read Romulan?
We went and looked at that Romulan ship.
Got the language culture.
Language Romulan.
Yeah,
and culture Romulan.
Culture Romulan would be best.
Okay.
Ooh, a whopping 3. I am. 3 sixes, and I get a total of 5.
What?
Huh?
Oh, 6, sorry. 7. I was counting just that while, but.
Okay. The 7 is. Very old ship. It's more than 100 years old. Well,
okay.
Shoot.
Is it occupiable? Could there still be people in this kind of thing hanging out?
There could be people living in it, I suppose.
Or using it to communicate and send messages and stuff.
Motion sensors.
Well, that's it's unlikely that there'd be anything to
still have a power source.
We scan
motion sensors.
Personal code 5-4-0.
Mm-hmm. It's plus logic.
It's
eight.
Plus perception at the tricorder skill.
Okay.
7, it has a small power source.
Enough to send out the message being accepted?
Yeah.
So this could be like 46 or something.
What? 13. It has a, well, looks to be a subspace relay.
Oh, wow. Change that to mine.
That was been added in.
Oh, that's
right. Power source.
Okay.
So, it looks like, I mean, looks like it's set up with a 13 you can tell. It looks like it's set up, you know, they beam a signal here and then that puts it off.
Okay, we should just shout out and say, hey, what do you want to...
Are there any people in it?
Nope.
Got a relay then. Somebody's probably coming from somewhere else.
Maybe we can go check it out and see where the
relay.
We can see where the transmission is.
Yeah, let's do that.
Maybe we can disable a relay. Someone will come and fix it and we'll call them back.
Do that too.
Ooh, that's smart.
Oh. Just, they don't use it except every couple of days.
Oh, we'll do something to make them use it.
Like what?
Start a forest fire. Oh, no, that's not going.
Burn down the field to the heavens.
Kill a few peasants.
The ship is attacking us. Destroy
them. Yeah, order the ship to fire.
We go inside.
Yeah, small ship.
Nothing there but the little relay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Is there signs of recent people having been here recently, or does it look like it was set up and
just as okay. Random.
Okay. Let's see if we can look at the communications equipment and see if we can figure out where the relay messages are coming from. Or are they just coming from all over the place?
Somewhere in the valley. I mean, it's like...
Particular direction?
Not really.
Kind of.
I mean, it's...
It could be
a certain signal. Yeah.
Sure.
Coming from any direction. Line sight would be somewhere in the valley.
Okay.
Or possibly not. But somewhere around here.
So let's go then. Let's go back to the village.
Sure.
We know how they communicate that.
Do you want to turn this thing off over there?
Why?
Another one out.
Yeah, especially if you guys
hit the ground. Yeah, well, turn it off and then it'll run away.
Wow, that's weird. Someone turned it off.
What kind of
random animal? I guess a badger must have rushed against it.
It's within the prime directive to turn it off, but not to destroy it.
Okay, to the village.
Alright, you go to the village.
Demand food. Oh, go ahead.
Worship me, says Balthazar. I am the Brahmin ruler. Alright, and then you ask who, you know, that you want to talk to.
Yeah, we want to talk to the rebel scum. Except we don't use the word scum. Oh, wait, but we don't use the word rebel. I forget what.
Lion.
Rebel slime? Okay.
A lion.
Lion, rebel lion slime. Rebel alliance.
That's a lot of DVDs. Let's research Kerr's charm roll.
That's you, Coop.
That's me.
This is coffee.
I'm just back from writing.
Blah, blah.
Name.
Say, well, okay. Or call center, look over us.
Okay. Yeah, notice we are unarmed and, you know,
unarmed.
Yeah. And on, and, you know, away from everything.
We have fully
armed. You can't get teleported back, but hey. I'm back with a full squad full of armed soldiers.
Yeah, they don't know that.
I'm fully armed and operational.
What do you want to talk to them about?
The armistice.
Just chit chat.
Yeah. Food supplies.
It's going to be good.
Okay. Well, all right. We can get, well, okay, rebel member. I guess eventually, right? Because the leader is up and down.
Preparing.
also kind of rebel lieutenant and some of the guys to hear what the Federation has to say.
So how well, Federation Scum, what have you to say?
Civil drink talk.
Yes.
So how ethically bad is it to just
double time the
combined tea stocking shit?
You
just said, you know, ethical question?
They're not Federation. We do it.
Ethical?
How do Federation law.
We do it.
And if you really want
no, to... No, ethics Federation question. Vulcan ethics.
Vulcans have ethics? Sure. Yeah, right.
Good at, oh, yeah, good at many of the ways.
You don't have half of them anyway.
What?
Half of the
ethics. I spent 5 cults.
You know, betas will have nothing against reading people with brains, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Cancel it out.
That's why I've adopted Vulcan culture.
Okay.
In my late teens.
But you neglected to learn the language until just recently.
Yes. That's just on the points, man. I didn't know their culture until just recently either. So, it'd be perfectly appropriate to try to do this. So, do I pick up anything interesting while I'm talking to her?
You trying to actually read their mind or just the emotion?
I am tapping with it.
Oh.
Oh, that's a stereotype. The package does not come with fucking.
That's usually the first option if you would get, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Receptive telepathy.
Okay. That's that some psi.
Yep, psi.
Hypothetically.
Plus range.
How many dice you got now?
What?
How many dice you have in that?
The 2 of them.
Okay.
And then you accidentally fry his brain.
That's a 10.
All right. Well, he's basically suspicious.
So does he like think of when the guy's name comes up?
Do we get a Proteus? Do we get a picture?
Yeah. Do you measure Proteus well, or do any of you?
Well, if Donald doesn't.
First, I want to ask them, you know, what their little goals are, why they gave up, you know, why they decided to give up, what they did with the armistice.
Peter said that it is better to try to talk over you. That, you know, that are. Ways have not been working.
Is he lying?
And
and
perhaps in, you know, talking through would accomplish more. You know, frankly,
is that your leader, Proteus?
I don't know. Peter the Proteus. That's what he says.
Okay, so Proteus is just our name for her, and they might not know her as Proteus down here at all.
Yeah.
And we don't even know whether Proteus was male or female, so.
Yeah, I don't even know what the name is.
Nope.
No
more
describe
that chicken.
Right? Oh,
wait,
she was
flipping. What?
Son.
I'll just send it quietly, reading the other's mind.
Proteus. This is Erica. Oh, cold. Is a deep cover operator.
So we're swimming surgery and the whole thing.
You know, surgery, usually, they also implant.
I sort of assumed there wasn't some guy walking around.
Self hypnosis technique.
Uh-huh.
So they use, so they he'll have like a. Like a lot of the operators have like alternate identities.
Mm-hmm.
And use a keyword to trigger them.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're under the influence of the alternate identity, they help people know that they're an enemy agent. That way they can, you know, pass through whatever mind scans.
Because they don't even know.
You mean they're ancient enemies mind scans? Okay.
Yeah. So that's a good to know.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't figure any of us are good enough to break through a slide.
Yeah, when you mention Proteus guy, he doesn't know.
Yeah, it's mind powers. Strange mind powers.
Yeah, but how good did you do last night? Hmm? How good did those strange mind powers do you last night?
Oh, I
was just sleep alone with the bottle?
No. The one you had mind powers.
Oh, okay.
So that's what the leader said. You know, apparently he's included.
Okay. So why the sudden change of heart?
With the there's a group we need to try a different, you know, the rebel leader.
Yeah.
Because we were in control. The rebels don't have to.
Okay. So?
But, you know, he doesn't know exactly why.
So, hey, so, just personally, how would you guys feel if, like, you know, the Federation just, you know, wasn't around, but just sent food? Good thing,
I'm sure that would be a good thing.
Okay.
You're right. Like, that would never happen.
Exactly. Did you get that, Chris?
No,
I'm playing video games.
I'm playing the video games.
No, watching porn on my computer.
Kitty porn.
Looking at porn, actually.
Looking for your girlfriend,
Chris? Next one.
She's on one of these
chats. I'm sure if you were in German Chaser video, she'd tell you.
Okay, so, anything else? Before we kill y'all?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, I
took order not to kill you, so, anyway.
Okay, good enough.
And then Donald got all the good for the next 20 years, and he never knew why.
I'm going to be Kevin, it's his machine.
Yeah. No, really, if he was serious.
He really never know why.
Kevin might have some idea.
Wait a minute.
Of course, it's going through my IP connection.
Okay.
Okay, what did I miss that people thought was important?
What, reading their mind.
Okay.
When
she
I said,
thought, like, that would ever happen.
Okay.
Would you like to know the context of that?
I got it.
Good,
it was in reference to
us
finding the
sex. Kitty porn.
That
was sex.
Yeah.
Right. It was in relation to
the armored dress.
No.
What was it?
It was in relation to us going away and getting food. Okay.
Don't hurt yourself. It's my
okay. Fault. So you go back up to the
mountain?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you get back about towards the end of the day.
We should go check out the bland food plate. Bland food plate? Yeah.
So you go over to the
market.
Common market.
Mm-hmm.
Market.
Everybody's got culture wrong with chemical.
Hey.
Not really. Too long or...
That's most of it.
Oh, it's alright. Close enough.
How about Katrina?
We're back to Ralph's and ethnic food place.
Eight.
Six.
Okay.
They have a lot of, like, selling stuff, and they also have a lot of, like, watermelon type goods for sale here.
Okay.
So, you know, foods and little devices.
So they're okay. Still have a Romulan-based culture. Is it the Romulans used to rule here?
It's not so much that, but it's like, it doesn't mean that they're trading with people who trade with Romulans.
Right,
like,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure they're trading with people who trade with everyone. Got to trade somewhere. I'm sure they've got a nice free-flowing exchange of goods back and forth across the neutral zone. But since, you know, the Federation will trade with them and they're hungry.
It's true.
I don't really have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Anything else here?
Yeah. Try and tell the difference in food. You find more bland food?
Yeah. Just like one of the types of food.
Okay.
Delicacies.
I thought the Romulans liked the spicy food.
No,
the Romulans
like the bland.
Oh, okay, so the bland here is the delicacy.
The Romulans choose garlic salt.
So like, okay, got it. So the people, the little people, like the Romulan stuff. High cultures. Probably for all Romulans who come through too.
Yeah.
Do people only offer bland food?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of Romulans around?
No.
Oh, sure.
Just one. Chris. Everybody's, you know. Ooh,
here, have some bland food. Yeah, I get it. It's really
uncomfortable. Your Honor.
20 years, I'm wearing a Federation uniform.
Whenever I'm seeing Chris goes by, goes like this.
So actually, isn't the Romulans like this?
What the hell is
going on? Well, Romans are like, what do Romans do?
That's
what
Romans
do. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yes,
right.
Did they hit their chest significantly hard?
I do
hard.
Never say I
did. Oh.
Not actually Spaceballs for right.
Yeah, it wasn't Spaceballs.
No, that's Red Dwarf.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Anyone else in the market?
I wonder if we can...
Ooh, that worship comes up to you.
Oh, hi.
Ah, perhaps you know, you'll come back. Of course.
I wonder
course.
If we can find out if there's any...
A consortium.
...people in town that particularly order lots of the special ramen food. We don't really get it anywhere.
The best, you know, the best chili and ale.
What do you guys think of the ale?
I didn't drink any.
It's illegal. You guys didn't drink any?
Chris doesn't drink.
Some. Right? Hello? Hello?
Apparently not, Lou.
I'm saving my bottle for a special occasion.
Here's a whole cake on
not until we're
say something about you being a little hungover.
Yeah.
For the reason. It was just you drinking alone, pal.
Strange. My memory differs.
I don't care about your hollow fantasies.
Wow. Actually, my associates gave me a chance to try.
I hate
calling
the particular repair.
So,
no, don't drink until we're getting done on this stupid planet.
What? Maybe we can get another case for after the celebration.
Of course. Call me going to serve a connoisseur such as yourself.
Great. I don't know much.
I think it was great. Okay, so let's move on. And leave the planet? Oh, well.
So, what's that going to call?
For now, yeah.
Okay.
I strongly suggest we leave armed tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a little time. Next thing, the next major event is the actual ceremony. So, I don't know if you just want to just move before that.
Honor Guard needs to have, or even if we're just watching, nice to have guns.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of us down here for this thing, right? So.
A bunch of us being a bunch of Federation people, not just the four of us.
Like the captain?
I hate this captain.
Okay,
why send a captain when you can have a Lieutenant JG to do the job?
Exactly. Very important public relations.
And also Lieutenant JG, right?
Yeah.
Not for long.
Yeah, not anymore.
Oh, she so, made her.
Yeah, Tom was the phone.
Wow, Lieutenant Crystal.
I mean, everyone else will get upgraded too.
Perhaps.
Except us minions.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
We're screwed. We just pawn.
She does her job well.
You do. Or she will.
She means well.
Exactly. That's important. That's
important. She just needs more seasoning.
Salt and some pepper.
We'll bring more people for the ceremony tomorrow, and we'll...
Anybody in particular? Like,
armed, and we'll have our campfire.
You know, do you bring security people, or you just bring, like, scientists and other random bridge officers?
It doesn't matter. They'll have 2D.
We'll bring Shannon, the security officer.
Ooh, can I plant it?
And, security officers and security officers.
Okay.
As we expect, they travel.
Okay.
What's going on, sir?
We're screwed.
We're screwed.
We know that...
Why are we screwed, sir?